Back the Buzz. That was the tagline last night at Time Warner Cable Arena, glowing on screens and printed on t-shirts in the old-school Hornets' teal and purple colors. Team owner Michael Jordan said the Bobcats have asked the NBA if Charlotte's basketball team can once again be the Hornets.
And a lot of research went into us coming to this conclusion. We spoke to our season ticket holders, our fans, and overwhelmingly, you guys wanted the Hornets name back.
If all goes to plan, the Bobcats will play as the Hornets not next season, but the one after. The team estimates the change will cost around $4 million. The Hornets left Charlotte more than a decade ago, and yet some fans are still crazy about them. Here's what Travis Gill wore to the arena last night.
I got on a throwback Charlotte Hornets purple hat, teal shirt, purple and teal shoes.
He was among hundreds of fans who came to hear the announcement. His brother, Tariq Gill, said the team was a huge part of his childhood.
I grew up around the Hornets. My dad used to work at the Greater Coast Center when they first practiced. I got a chance to meet Derrick Curry and Alonzo Mourning and Muzzy Bowles. So this right here is kind of like family.
Gill is one of many in Charlotte who can still rattle off the names of the star players. After the Hornets joined the league in the late 80s, there were several seasons where the team led the NBA in attendance. Muggsy Bogues remembers those years.
And the city grew up with us. I mean, they went through our growing pains.
In an old interview with WFAE, Bogues said it was amazing how much the home crowd supported the team as it improved and eventually won playoff games. But attendance dropped as the relationship soured between fans and team owner George Shinn. Shinn couldn't get a deal on a new arena, and he moved the team to New Orleans in 2002. 2 years later, Charlotte got the Bobcats, but many fans never bought into the team or the brand like they did with the Hornets. Eric Osterhus says the old name simply has more meaning.
Hornets has an identity in Charlotte. It goes back to our history. It traces its roots back to the Revolutionary War, and that's something that you kind of take pride in.
British General Charles Cornwallis called Charlotte a hornet's nest of rebellion. But for all the excitement about the name change, Jordan, the owner, acknowledged it won't make a difference on the court, where the Bobcats have been historically bad the past few years.
You know, I understand the name is a name, but ultimately what we want to be proud of is what's happening on the basketball court as well.
After all, Jordan says, part of the reason the Hornets are so popular is that they used to be good. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomzik in Charlotte.